Okay, how are we doing today?
Good.
Fire away. I know you guys got a ton of questions. Let's go.
Hugh, it looked like there was a pretty good back and forth between the offense and the defense. They got some sacks, and then you guys went inside the red zone. Is that kind of how you saw it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good work. You know, obviously, we don't want the sacks. I want the defense to get more turnovers. I want the offense not to give up the sacks and take care of the ball better and all that. But, again, the installation of another phase, 2 minute, getting in the scoring zone, doing some things. I thought it was good. You know, after coming off of yesterday with the pads on, guys being a little sore, a little frustrated with things. You know how that stuff goes. So I thought the guys did a good job. My goal was, as I told you guys, to get this team through these practices pretty healthy. And there's been reports and data and all that stuff at 3 days of running like this. All of a sudden, that's when all the pulls and all the soft tissue injuries happen. So my goal today was really take care of them. And I know we would because of the 2 minute and the scoring zone, but then making them get in these ice tubs, you know, as a football team, hopefully that will help with recovery better so that we can miss some of the soft tissue issues.
With some of the sacks, was Drake throwing some extra stuff at the offense today that's a little bit different?
I mean, again, they're in day four of their installation, you know, so there were some different things, but things we can pick up too, don't get me wrong. Things we got to see a little bit better, communicate a little bit better. But I anticipate a little bit of that, so we'll have a good discuss tonight and get those things ironed out.
Hey, you guys, seems like Sean Coleman is getting a lot of work at left tackle, and Joe Thomas isn't practicing. So is he getting enough looks at right tackle?
He's getting enough. Yes, he is. He can play. He's done a good job. Him and Cam both. Those guys have done a really good job, and we got to find out if one of those guys can play left tackle, you know, for the future too. So. I think they both have demonstrated that they can do it, and right now I feel good about them both.
Who, you script everything out there, but how often do you improvise or just say, I want to see something?
Quite a bit. I just got paper in my hand. I don't mean that's what's getting called off that script. You know, when you go against Greg, things change very quickly. You know, today there was a different style of defense. You know, there's a bear package that's in today, a lot different. Can't run the ball against that, you know, so there's certain things that we do, not that we can't, there's just certain other things you need to do to have success when you face that kind of defense.
Coach, the running back Days, seventh round draft choice that seems
talented.
Like ticked off that he was picked in the seventh round.
I like that. He got chip on his shoulder.
So is that something that you feed into?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. I think the kid does. You know, I think he is disappointed that way that he didn't get picked earlier, but he's demonstrating it out here on the field, the talent that he has. He's had a great camp so far.
Can you draw any conclusions from a day like this, you know, when you've got, you know, the 2 minute drill and the goal line and the red zone and all that kind of stuff, but yet you don't have Corey Coleman out there, you don't have Kenny Britt, so do you have to, you know, be careful about your evaluation of quarterbacks, or can you just go on what they did with who's out there?
Well, I think you have to, Mary Kay, because there'll be times you might not have those guys, you know, and you still got to make plays, and you still got to be able to put the ball in the end zone and find a way to get it, you know, get your offense executed. So, no, we'll evaluate this tape just as hard as we would if those other guys were there.
The ball seemed to get in the end zone a fair amount during that red zone and goal line. Were you pleased with the throws?
Some. I mean, I think we left some others out there. I think we got to learn to use everybody's length. You know, a couple of throws Deshaun had, you know, just use the guy's size to his advantage, you know. And so that's a learning thing, which is a good thing to find out. So guys understand that, you know, you got to play big that way. So there's a lot of good things today, and, you know, there's some things that we got to continue to work on. But, you know, it's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day today, right? So so our players understand that. We had chapel and mass this morning, too. But, no, the guys are doing a good job. I'm proud of our football team. We just got to keep working. We understand it's just 4 days. Y'all laughing at my comment, huh?
First time we've heard that.
That's right. There you go. So it's, you know, again, we just got to keep working. I'm just trying not to make too big of where we are. You know, we just got a lot of work to do. As a football team, I think having the live periods is really good for our football team right now because we see where we are. You know, we see where we are as coaches. We see where we are as players. And we know where we need to get to.
With Cody being sacked three times in period, touch sacked. I mean, is he just holding on to the ball too long, or what's going on?
I got to look at the tape and see, you know, before I draw any conclusions that way. But I'm sure it's a combination of everything. We just got to do it better, you know. Got to do those things better. Have to.
When you see Osweiler get on a roll there at the goal line, is that just an experienced quarterback doing what he's supposed to do, or anything more to it than that?
No, I don't think so. Just made the plays that were there. I mean, I think Cody made some plays and were there. Deshaun did too, and Kevin. you know, did too. We just got to make those plays consistently. You know, that's an element we didn't have a year ago. You know, we just got to make them when they're there, because they'll be there, you know, and when they're there, you got to make them, and it just, they go away real quickly. You know, if you don't hit it when it's there, then it closes up pretty fast.
How have you seen Duke develop as a receiving standpoint student at Duke?
I'm sorry?
How have you seen Duke develop?
He's doing sensational. You know, we asked a lot of Duke. Duke's doing a lot of things for us, and he's a terrific football player. Glad he's a part of our organization and team. He's very valuable to what we do.
Hugh, yeah. I read somewhere that the Browns were making him a slot receiver. I mean, is that?
He's going to do everything.
Is he going to receiver meeting rooms?
No, he stays with me. He's with me all the time.
But we've seen motion into the slot.
He's, like I say, he's just doing everything. You know, honestly, he's, you know, he can catch out of the backfield. He runs the ball. We line him up different places where we can get an advantage with him. You know, I think he's a weapon for us. And so we're just trying to use him as much as we can, you know, and we do. He has to bounce around a lot of different rooms. That's why I say we're asking a lot of him, and he's responded well.
Do you have an update on Ed Reynolds?
It's just, again, you know, he's going to miss some significant time. Obviously, it's a knee issue. And, you know, we'll know more about it as we continue to move forward. But he's going to be out for a little while.